My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Sports Radio 610 presents Seth Payne and Sean Pendergast.
We coming to H time. Let's get the work in, man. Let's go.
Great day, great day. Oh, give me some juice, baby.
Oh yeah.
Good morning, Houston. We hope that you are staying safe out here. Barrel has touched down. It has arrived. Payne and Pendergast here with you. Brandon Scott in for Sean Pendergast, and we're here to keep you informed and keep you entertained. And I gotta say, Seth, it is an odd feeling to do radio, to do morning radio on a morning where we are absolutely 100% encouraging our audience to be off the roads. Like, you don't need to be in your car really for any reason. Hopefully you're listening to us on your smart speaker or through the app, or you're checking us out on the stream on YouTube or Twitch. But please, 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 if you are in the Houston area, stay off them roads.
Was it harrowing when you drove in this morning?
I told you right before we started, I thought I was going to meet God. It was that close. And I say that a little bit tongue in cheek, but there is a seriousness to this. And when I say that, I mean, look, there was high water. There was gusty winds. This, Seth, from being in the city, it's hard to predict exactly where the high water is going to be. Because you can be in a spot that's totally fine, then 10 feet later, you're submerged.
We're like if you're in a bathtub and you make a commotion or something. The waves are just, like, the water levels in Houston are just ebbing and flowing. And be really, really careful. The kids are out of school, and most people are probably have some kind of modified work arrangement. Yeah, the thing about Barrel is that there's nothing in Houston where you feel like, oh, okay, well, if the winds aren't going to be that strong, it should be all right. Because Harvey, the winds were not a huge issue at all. It was just the fact that it just parked and it rained and rained and rained.
It just didn't stop raining.
So, yeah, we know exactly what can happen with the rain being what it is. So, yeah, I echo your sentiment. Everybody be super careful. And, yeah, just remember, you're not going to be you've got enough. You don't have to go around running out to get whatever you think you got to get. You're good. You're good. Just park. Park at home.
100%. So just want to reiterate here, Barrel did make landfall about, let's call it a little bit over 2 hours ago, about 3:55 this morning. It made landfall as a Category 1 hurricane. And here in the Houston area, we are expecting heavy rain, flooding, tornadoes. There are several. I want to say the last tornado watch that we had just ended about 30 minutes before our show started, around 5:30. Mm-hmm. But that doesn't mean that it's any safer to be out there. You obviously want to be aware of all of that stuff. Again, Burrow touchdown or made landfall in Matagorda around 3:55 this morning. So
are you doing hurricane coverage for are you doing that for the Chronicle, or are you doing stuff for our station?
The answer is yes.
Yes. Yes. Okay.
Yeah. So primarily, and most of it that I'm doing is going to be like kind of off the clock here at the Chronicle. But obviously here at the station, we partner up with KHOU, where I also worked, where I got my
I got my
a lot of my hurricane and weather experience there too. I'm watching David Paul right now on the screen here in the studio. So a little bit of all of it, working here at the station, which is working with KHOU, where I used to work, and also doing some work with the Houston Chronicle. So updates galore.
I'm glad that you're here, because I get really overwhelmed with these weather situations. Like even at during Harvey, when you had nothing to do but sit around and watch things or try to figure it out from the internet, it's just you end up looking at 100 different sources and hearing the same thing over and over again. But just it can be overwhelming. So I'll ask you to simplify things for me.
Well, it is one of those situations, Seth, and I think a lot of us folks who are chronically online or just, you know, living in today's day and age, we do get to a point where we consume so much information, or we'll read so many things to where we've consumed nothing. You know, you know what I mean?
Yeah, because so much of it's uncertainty too.
Yeah.
You just, I mean, if you spend your life trying to figure out exactly where the storm's going to go, then, gosh, remember Harvey? We went to bed that night and supposedly San Antonio was going to get the worst of it. And by the next morning, it was like, oh, no, you're going to get slammed. Everybody's going to get slammed.
Yeah. Well, the cool thing about it, Seth, at least for us, and I don't want to say, you know, it's cool about any of this. I'd just rather hurricanes not happen. I don't get to control that, obviously. So aside from the fact that it's happening, which is not cool, cool thing about this, the planning for this, Seth, is that I had a little bit of a slumber party. By the time I got here, there were folks here with food, and the fridge is packed. Ben's hair is disheveled.
You know, Ben.
It was hilarious when I saw Ben this morning.
It is wild, isn't it?
Yeah, man.
Ben, did you sleep here? Did you sleep in the studio last night?
Not in the studio, but I slept up here, yeah.
Oh, okay.
So, you know the area that we no longer are allowed to go to anymore, the forbidden part of the office, the part that's shut down?
Yeah.
Now? Yeah, yeah. So that can
they
be,
opened that up.
It can serve as extra sleeping quarters.
It's like a dormitory over there.
I don't know if I was supposed to say that on the air.
Oh, okay.
But either way, it is a resource, especially in a time like this, dog. When you got emergencies, right? I mean, I don't think it's a big deal.
I've been up there before. I've thought about sleeping in one of our spare studios at times, just when I've had to do stuff late at night. And the thing that throws me these days is that Area 45 is over across the hall, and I've always felt like, I don't know. It feels weird. I don't know. I don't know. It just feels weird with those guys right across the hall still working until late at night.
They're not going to bother you. They're in their own zones, Seth. They're not going to bother you, man.
What's the worst case scenario right now? Is it if Beryl parked instead of moving on?
Yeah, no. So we're actually, I mean, the worst thing right now, Seth, is some of the stuff that you're familiar with, the ramifications, power, loss of power, trees. Fallen debris. But the thing that I was looking at right before we came on was that we can expect, especially like in the immediate area, so not around, not the areas around Houston, but like Houston proper, can probably expect minimal like structural damage. It's going to be more so some of the, again, more of the inconvenience part of it, as opposed to, you know, like, hey, the, you know, your house, like Harvey was a lot of property issues for people within the city. I don't think we're expecting that. It's a lot of the more nuisance stuff, but the areas west of us, Seth, like, you know, and obviously Matagorda and Bolivar and Galveston and Brazoria and places like that, Warden County, those are places that I think are a little bit more on the, you know, on alert, if I had to say. So
yeah.
But I mean, it's always like a safety issue of just like being out. I think that's the main part, is just like, hey, stay in. And I think most of us will be fine if we just, as long as we don't challenge the elements. That makes sense. I think we should be fine for the most part. We'll have debris. We'll have power issues. But we should all be fine as long as we don't do anything silly.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
On the very trivial side of things, but on the sports side of things as it relates to Beryl, I suppose the Astros aren't going to have to deal with the saga of trying to find a place to play their baseball games like they did, and having Arlington heartlessly turn us down in terms of playing up there. So it doesn't look like there's going to be any, like, the Astros aren't going to have to do like they did last time and go play this Marlins game in Florida.
Yeah.
The way they had to go play in Florida for a while last time.
Yeah. So I was thinking about this earlier this morning about just their travel and how it was all going to work out. I thought that it was convenient for the Astros. Obviously the Astros just dropped 2 or 3 on the road over the weekend against the Minnesota Twins. But today, Monday, is their off day. And it is also the worst of it. It is going to be the worst of it. Honestly, by late afternoon, things should be close. I don't want to say normal, but they should be at least fine in terms of what the threat is. So if there was going to be a perfect day on the calendar for this to happen for them, it would be today with it being their off day. And then by tomorrow when they play again, I think, you know, obviously they're going to assess the damage, but I anticipate they should have a place to play. It'll be more so about what are the roads and what does the city look like around them going into that.
As far as people getting to the game. All of that,
yep.
It might feel a little bit more like a COVID game.
Yeah. I don't know if they still have any of the cutouts anywhere in the obscure parts of Minute Maid Park.
Cutouts? I can't remember. Did we use the cutouts?
I think they did. I should remember because I was at every one of those. I think they did.
It wasn't to the degree of like the Dodgers had like a full stadium. I just remember the Dodgers more so because the Astros played those games at Dodger Stadium in the playoffs that year, and their like whatever their COVID bubbles were. And I remember so many Astros hitting Dodger fans in the face with home run balls, even though the Dodgers weren't actually playing. That was one of the weird... I had completely forgotten about that until right this moment. The good thing, too, is that Josh Hader can't give up a home run today.
Dude.
So, almost unlikely. There's like a 99.9% chance he doesn't give up a home run today.
How do we feel? I'm glad you mentioned that, Seth. And if you missed it, the Astros lost on a walk-off homer in the ninth inning. It was a full count to Christian Vasquez.
Christian Vasquez.
Of all people. Of all the light-hitting Christian Vasquez.
He scored every run for them like yesterday.
Yeah, what was that about? The light-hitting Christian Vasquez.
Was a machine. Josh Hader single-handedly elevated Christian Vasquez's batting average above 200. So your high-priced closer got Christian Vasquez, who is I think one of the most unheralded and forgotten heroes in the Astros World Series runs and ALCS windows over these last 7 years. That part at least, it didn't bother me. It bothered me that it was Christian Vasquez, and yet I was glad that if it had to be to somebody that shouldn't be doing this to you, that it was Christian Vasquez.
Yes. Yeah. And Christian Vasquez is another one of those who makes me think of the Martin Maldonado dilemma. See, people forget about it now, but last year it was play Yainer Diaz over Martin Maldonado. The year before, when they won the World Series, it was after they traded for Christian Vasquez. It was like, hey, how come Christian Vasquez isn't playing more? And you remember Yuli was struggling too? So we were trying to get rid of Maldonado. We wanted him to play for Yuli. And then I looked 2 years later and I'm like, Christian Vasquez is barely hitting 200, but he is hitting a walk-off homer off of one of the better closers in baseball who apparently just likes to give up homers.
He's let up 4 home runs in the last 6 appearances. Josh Hader has, and this is a guy that he gave up 3 home runs all last season, whereas this year he's allowed 8, and like he's just struggling to command the top of the strike zone at times. I mean, he had entered the game yesterday being just very, very good in the top third of the strike zone. It's just that he just loses control at times, and it's one of those things about this season where sometimes even look, the Astros had won 6 series in a row. If they'd won that series, it would have been the most consecutive series wins of any team in baseball this year. So I'm trying not to get too down in the dumps about just, you know, losing a series to a really good baseball team. And yesterday your bat's just going dry on at a time when you're still without Kyle Tucker. Just about every other hitter on each team got whacked in the hand at some point during this series. There were so many guys got hit in the wrists and hands. I was just happy to get out of there without any broken bones in a lot of ways.
We'll talk more about Josh Hader in the 7 o'clock hour. He is Seth Payne. I am Brandon Scott in for Sean Pendergast. On the other side, let's get more into this series, into yesterday's game. And Ronel Blanco was left off the All-Star team, and people were upset about it. Was he snubbed? That's next on Payne and Pendergast.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to LinkedIn.com/results to claim your credit. That's LinkedIn.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.